Now, if we think about how rocks melt, if the majority of the mantle is solid, we somehow have to get the temperature high enough to melt our rock, but we have to deal with that pressure. We have the super high pressure that's going to try to keep those atoms in a solid state. So we have to figure out how we're going to get around that pressure problem. When we think about temperature as we go into the interior of the Earth, temperature increases with depth. And this seems a little counterintuitive because if you go out in your backyard in the summer and you dig a really deep hole, the dirt at the bottom of the hole is colder than the dirt at the top of the hole. And so you might think, well, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. When we think about temperature increasing into the interior of the Earth, we mean when we're digging all the way through the lithosphere, into that asthenosphere, into that mantle, the temperature is going to rise because of that radiative heat that's coming from the interior of the Earth. So, again, if temperature is going up, why are our rocks in the mantle solid? And again, we come back to that idea of pressure. There's so much pressure that these rocks are held in a solid state regardless of how high that temperature is getting. Now, for these rocks, what this means is the only way that they're going to melt is once they reach a high enough temperature that they otherwise would have melted, like if we were up on the surface, we didn't have pressure to worry about, the only way they're going to get away from that pressure at that temperature that's high enough to cause them to melt is for that rock to rise towards Earth's surface. And what that does is as you go up, the pressure decreases. Pressure decreases, your bonds are able to shift. We go from a solid into a liquid. And so when we have rock that rises from the bottom of the mantle up into the asthenosphere, what that does is as the pressure is lessened, the temperature is still very high. And so your rock melts. We call this decompression melting. We are decompressing it and we're melting it. Now, things can also get exciting if you add water to your system. Now, what happens when you add water is your rocks will actually melt at a lower temperature than they ordinarily would. So if you add water to your igneous rocks, buried way down in the mantle, that's going to drop your melting temperature, and that's going to allow that material to shift from a solid into a liquid much more easily. So you can cause rocks to melt either by decreasing your pressure while still at a high enough temperature, or by adding water. It's that easy. Now, how do we get water down into the mantle? It's not like there's a giant hole and someone is pouring buckets of water down into the mantle to make new igneous rocks. How do we get this to happen?